This is Black Wall Street Chronicles, and we're back at it again. I want to thank everybody for listening to my podcast. In today's episode, we're talking about the controversial Lil Nas X video, Montero Call My Name. First, we're going to talk about who Lil Nas X is and how he got his start. Then we're going to talk about the video and my opinion on the images on the video and why I'm not really so offended by it. But before we get started, I have some announcements. You can follow me on anchor.com, Black Wall Street Chronicles. Feel free, if you like my podcast, feel free to leave a $10 donation if you can. It will be helpful. Also, you can follow me on Twitter. First, you can go to my Instagram. My Instagram is BlackKage840. You can go to my Instagram, BlackKage840. You can go to my bios, and it has my Twitter, it has my Facebook, and it has my Twitch account. Also, I am registered on IMBD. As a producer and a director. If you have IMBD, if you have Amazon.com, and if you have IMBD, you can go and you can see my podcast, Black Wall Street Chronicles, register with IMBD. Once you see it, you can give my podcast, if you like it, a perfect rating. It will be much appreciated. Now, we can get started. Alright, let me go to the Wikipedia article for Lil Nas X. Okay, and here's that article. Montero Lamar Hill, born April 9, 1999, known by his stage name Lil Nas X, is an American rapper, singer, songwriter, and internet personality. He rose to prominence with the release of his country rap single, Old Town Road, which first achieved viral popularity on the most social media app, TikTok, in early 2019 before climbing music charts internationally and becoming Diamond Certified by November of that same year. Old Town Road spent 19 weeks atop the U.S. Billboard Hot 100, becoming longest-running number one song since the chart debuted in 1959. Several remixes of the song's release, the most popular of which was featured by country singer Billy Ray Cyrus. Nas X came out as gay while Old Town Road was atop of the Hot 100, becoming the only artist to do so by having the number one record. Following the success of Old Town Road, Nas X released the debut extended play Title 7, which spawned two further singles, with Panani peaking at number 5 and Rodeo peaking at number 22 on the Hot 100. His forthcoming studio album Montero is preceded by singles Holiday and the chart-topping Montero Call Me By Your Name. Nas X was the most nominated male artist at the 62 annual Grammy Awards, where he ultimately won awards for Best Music Video and Best Pop Duo Group Performance. Old Town Road earned him 2 MTV Video Music Awards, including Song of the Year and the American Music Award for Favorite Rap Hip-Hop Song. Nas X is also the first openly LGBTQ black artist to win a Country Music Association Award. Time named him as one of the most 25 most influential people on the internet in 2019. He was named on the Forbes 30 Under 30 list in 2020. Let's talk about his early life and education. Montero Lamar Hill was born in Latinia Springs, Georgia. A small city outside Atlanta on April 9th, 1999. He was named after the Mitsubishi Montero. His parents divorced when he was six, and he settled Bankhead Court's housing project with his mother and grandmother. 3 years later, he moved in with his father, a gospel singer, north of the city in Austell, Georgia. Although he initially reluctant to leave, he later regarded it as an important decision. There is so much Bankhead Court's housing project with his mother and grandmother. Hold on. There is so much shit going on in Atlanta. If I would have stayed in, I would have fallen in the wrong crowd. He started using the internet heavily around the time when the memes started to become their own form of entertainment, about when he was 13. He spent much of his teenage years alone, turned to the internet, particularly Twitter, creating memes that showed his disarming wit and pop culture savvy. His teenage years also saw him struggling with his coming out to himself as being gay. He prayed that it was just a phase, but around 16 or 17, he came to accept it. He began playing trumpet in the fourth grade and was first chair by his junior high school years, but quit out of fear of looking uncool. He attended Little Springs High School and graduated in 2017. He attended the University of West Georgia for 1 year before dropping out to pursue a musical career. During this time, he stayed with his sister and supported himself with the jobs at Zobzy Restaurants and the Six Flags Over Georgia theme park. In September 2019, he revisited his high school to perform a surprise concert. He said he began to isolate himself from the outside of class activities during his teenage years. He spent a large amount of time online in hopes of building a following as an internet personality to promote his work, but wasn't sure what to focus on creatively. In a Rolling Stone interview, he stated, "I was doing Facebook comedy videos, then move over to Instagram, and then I hopped on Twitter, where I was really a master. That was the first place where I could go viral." As of February 2021, Lil Nas X had 5.6 million followers on Twitter, 6.5 million followers on Instagram, and 5.2 million subscribers on YouTube, and over 44 million monthly listeners on Spotify. He posted short form comedy videos on Facebook and Vine. During this period, he created and ran Nicki Minaj fan accounts on Twitter, including one called Nas Mirage, according to New York Magazine investigation. In 2017, this account gained attention for its fast fiction style interactive scenario threads, popularized on Twitter using Dashboard Axe TweetDeck. The investigating linked Nas Mirage to the practice of tweet decking or using multiple accounts in corroboration to artificially make certain tweets go viral. The Nas Mirage account was suspended by Twitter due to violating spam policies. After the suspension of Nas Mirage, New York Magazine's investigation concluded that he subsequently opened a new account with handle Nas Mirage, and that his current Twitter account at the time is a reproposed version of that Nas Mirage account with a changed handle. After media reports linked Nas X to the Mirage fans' accounts, he called the reports a misunderstanding, effectively denying having to run the accounts. However, in May 2020, Lil Nas X admitted to a tweet being a fan of Nicki Minaj. He explained why he initially denied it, stating that if he knew he was a fan of hers, they would think he was gay. "People will assume if you had an entire fan page dedicated to Nicki, you were gay. In the rap music industry ain't exactly billed or accepted a gay man yet." On June 17, 2020, Minaj responded to Nas, tweeting, "It was a bit of a sting when you denied being a barb, but I understand. Congratulations on building up your confidence to speak your truth." Lil Nas X apologized to Minaj, saying he felt so bad, hoping you wouldn't see my denial. In late 2019, Lil Nas X landed on the music as a passive success and started writing and recording songs in his closet. He adopted the name Lil Nas X, which is a tribute to the rapper Nas, In late October 2018, he ran across the music that would be Old Town Road. On December 3rd, 2018, Nas X released the country rap song Old Town Road. Heavy bought the beat for the song anonymously on an online store from Dutch producer Young Kyle for $30. It samples Nine Inch Nails track 34 Ghost 4 from the sixth studio album, Ghost 1 to 4. He recorded at a Humber Atlanta studio, Sin Ko Young, on a $20 Tuesdays, taking less than an hour. Nas X began creating means to promote Old Town Road before it was picked up by short form video social media TikTok users. TikTok encourages its 5 million global users to endless imitation, with videos generating copy hugely using the same music. The app's ranked in term of content as it's a potent incubator for viral music hits. Nas X estimated he made about 100 memes to promote it. The song went viral in early 2019 due to the Yeehaw Challenge meme on TikTok. Millions of users posted videos themselves dressed as a Wrangler or a cowgirl, most with Yeehaw videos using the song for their soundtrack. As of July 2019, they have been seen more than 67 million times. Another core audience tied to social media is the children who are hidden in the statistics of adult listeners. Quartz.com said the song certainly owes part of its success to the demographic, and notes that they are attracted to the song being repetitive, easy to sing along to, and use the lyrics about riding horses and tractors, which kids can relate to. In debating at number 83 Billboard Hot 100 chart, later climbing to number 1. The track also debated on the Hot Country Songs chart at number 19 and Hot R&B Hip Hop Songs at number 36. After an intense spinning board, Nas X signed with Columbia Records in March 2019. Billboard controversially removed the song from the Hot Country Songs chart in March 2019, telling Rolling Stone. When a determined genre, a few factors are examined. The first and foremost is musical composition. While Old Town Road incorporates references to country and cowboy imagery, it does not embrace enough elements of today's country music to chart in its current version. In Robert Gustav's opinion, taking Old Town Road off the country chart struck me as racist, pure and simple, because country radio remains racist regardless of the Darius Ruckers and Kane Browns it makes rooms for. Another Billboard spokesman turned genius, Billboard's decision to take the song off the country chart had nothing to do with the race of the artist. Despite being removed from the main country songs chart, the song charted in the Billboard's Country Airplay chart, debuted at 53. And peaking at 50. In response, Sony Music Nashville CEO Randy Goodman told Billboard that his team started testing the song in some country radio markets, adding it would be negligent not to look at it. In May 2019, the issues of racism in country music culture came up again when Wrangler announced his Lil Nas X collection and some customers threatened a boycott. Media outlets also noted that the song brings attention to the historic cultural racial of African Americans from country music in the American frontier. Country music star Billy Ray Cyrus supported Old Town Road and became featured vocalist in the April 2019 remix, the first of several. The same month, Nas X broke Drake's record for the most U.S. streams in 1 week, 143 million streams for the week ending April 11th, surpassing Drake's In My Feelings, which had 116.2 million streams in a week in July 2018. As of August 2019, it streamed over a billion plays on Spotify alone. In May 2019, the video was released, and as of August 2019, has over 370 million views. NBC's News' Michael Argonaut wrote, "In the social media age, Lil Nas X is arguably the first micro-platform crossover star." on July 7th, Lil Nas X revealed that Up and Coming debut album's almost finished. He said he's also working on a mixtape. Invited producers to submit their beats for music. On July 10th, they teased the release of new star Call Me By Your Name, posting a simple bit online. On November 8th, 2020, he announced a new single, Holiday, which was released on November 13th from Roblox. A virtual concert was held up to promote Nas X single, with Lil Nas X related items in the game's avatar shop. Single debuted at 37 on the Billboard Hot 100, while the song music video accumulated tens of millions of views within the several weeks of release. In January 2021, he released the children's book Seeds for Country the following month. Then he again previewed the song Material Call My Name in the Super Bowl 15 commercial. The song was released on March 26, 2021, along with an accompanying music video on the same day. Nas X revealed that his debut album will be named Montero and that it will be released in the mid-2021. The video prompted strong reactions. The song was seen by many as a viable expression of queerness, though prominent conservative and Christian figures accused Hill of sacrilege and devil worship. In March 2021, the MSCHF, the maker of Lil Nas X custom-made Satan shoes, was used in the video, was sued by the Nike Corporation in the Eastern District, New York, for alleged trademark infringement. Nike won the lawsuit, which resulted in a temporary restraining order against the sale of the shoes. In July 2019, Time named him one of the 25 most influential people on the internet. Both global impact on social media and overall ability to drive news. In the late July 2019, the MTV Music Video Award nominations was announced, with Lil Nas X receiving 8. He performed Panani, an ode to Cartoon Rabbit of the same name for Cartoon Network's Chowder, with a troupe of Tron-inflected dancers at the 2019 MTV VAMAs. He won 2 awards, Song of the Year for where he's the first LGBTQ person to do so, and the video's culminated for Best Direction. He was nominated for 5 Fan Chosen 2019 Teen Choice Awards, winning Choice R&B Hip Hop Songs for the Siren remix of Old Town Road. Old Town Road is also the YouTube Top Song of the Summer in the US and over 50 other countries and territories. It is also second top global song of the summer. Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus remix won the Country Music Association Awards for collaboration category. CMA's Music Event of the Year, Nas X World Remix with Cyrus, would have been nominated for a People's Choice Award and for the song of 2019. Nas X was also nominated for Male Artist in 2019. 45th People's Choice Awards. In October, in the 2019 BET Hip Hop Awards, Nas X with Cyrus won Best Collabo Duo Group and Single of the Year. In November 2019, Nas X won the American Music Awards for Favorite Rap Hip Hop Song. He was nominated for 4 others, including 3 for Old Town Road featuring Billy Ray Cyrus. In November 2019, Nas was first openly gay performer to be listed by Forbes in his annual highest paid country acts list. Ken Burns, who produced the PBS documentary Country Music, noted, "Well, to me, Lil Nas X is my mic drop moment. We spent 8 episodes and 16.5 hours talking about the fact that country music has never been one thing. And there's a huge Afro-American influence and it permeates through the whole story. And here we are, new modern age, where we're not touching with all these classic binary arguments about Billboard not listing Old Town Road on a country chart. And it turns out to be the number one country hit song, but the number one single, period. And it's by a black gay rapper. It's proven that all the cycles that we've been reporting across the decades, all the tensions of country music of race, class, poverty, gender, creativity versus commerce, geography are still going on. Payani was released as Nas X single and through Columbia Records in 2019, and is named after the fictional character of the same name in the animated television series Chowder, and it does not refer to the sandwich of the same name. In mid-September 2019, Payani had its first remix relapse with rapper DaBaby. In early July 2019, Old Town Road received its 13th week at the top spot on Billboard 100, becoming the first hip-hop song to do so. It is also the first song to sell 10 million copies while being in the top spot. On his 15th week at the top, Nas X became the first openly gay artist to have a song that lasts as long, beating out Elton John's 1997 double A-sides, where both sides of the record are promoted to his hits. Candle in the Wind, 1997, Something About the Way You Look Tonight. As 19 weeks at number one, Nas X holds the records for most weeks since the chart was first scheduled in 1958. As of August 2019, the song has also charted 19 weeks atop the Hot R&B Hip Hop Songs chart, beating the 3-day tie record. And 19th week at the top of the Hot Rap Songs chart, the song has also been in a 3-way tie. By November 2019, the song was Diamond Certified, moving in combined sales of streaming 10 million units. Nas X has been noted for his public fashions. In July 19, 2019, Vogue noted Nas X is a master at giving the cowboy aesthetic a glam look in his appearance on Instagram. His stylist Harder Moso said he aims on items with electric, playful, colorful, and futuristic. For his onstage look at the 2019 MTV Video Music Awards, he wore a cowboy motif cherry red nudie suit. Wrangler, which is mentioned in the Old Town Road lyrics, has consistently sold out of Nas X co-branded fashions. For the 62 annual Grammy Awards, Nas X wore several outfits, including a head-to-toe Couture for Sure Versace suit with a pink harness that took 700 hours to construct. In July 2020, Little Nas X modeled in a trail video for a new skincare line by Rihanna's Fenty Beauty. In early June 2019, Nas X came out to his sister and father, and he felt the universe was signaling him to do so despite his uncertainty whether his fans would stick by him or not. June 30, 2019, the last day of Pride Month, Nas X came out publicly as gay, tweeting, "Some of y'all already knew, some of y'all don't care, some of y'all not going to fuck with me no more, but before this month ends, I want you to listen closely to see closure." The tweet confirmed earlier suspicions that he indicated that this track Closure, though this song touches on themes such as coming clean, growing up and embracing oneself. Next day he tweeted again, this time highlighting the rainbow color building of the cover art of his episode 7, with the caption reading, "Deadass, though I made it obvious." He was unambiguous in an interview several days later on BBC Breakfast, where he stated that he was gay and understands his sexuality is not readily accepted in the country of rap music communities. The response was mostly positive, but also garnered on a homophobic backlash on social media, to which Nas X also reacted. The backlash also came for the hip-hop community, drawing attention to homophobia in the hip-hop culture. In January 2020, rapper Pastor Troy made homophobic comments on the Alpha Nas X World through the Grammy Awards, to which Nas X nonchalantly responded, "Damn, I look good in that pic on God." Go ahead, Little Nas X. More power to you. Well, we gotta talk about that video, man. That move video is crazy. Yeah, so this guy literally dressed up as the supervillain from the Powerpuff Girls he took a damn Dante's Encanto stripper pole to the goddamn nine circles of hell, and he literally bust that pussy out for Beelzebub. This dude is crazy. And, you know, everybody in the Christian community is angry. But here's the thing. If you really understand the scriptures and you understand the occult, you already know that Lucifer is the avatar of the cellular music industry. This is why when gospel singers decide to cross over and start doing cellular music, they need to get blessings from the pastor before doing so. If you don't believe me, look up Sam Cooke. Sam Cooke started out as a gospel singer, but when he did cellular music, he had to get a blessing. And Ray Charles, if you remember the biopic, the Jamie Foxx, Ray Charles biopic starring Jamie Foxx, Ray Charles started to want to put like gospel songs in the style of blues. And at the time, blues was considered to be secular music. And if you remember in the movie, members of the local church communities was very angry that he was basically using church songs to... So this ain't nothing new. There's been like devil imagery in blues back in the old days. There was this blues player, I can't think of his name, that did a song about crossroad demons or some shit like that. And you already know Ozzy Osbourne biting off bad heads, heavy metal. You know, that got some devil shit. So this ain't nothing new. The thing I was kind of offended by in the Lil Nas X video was the slavery images of him in a chain. But that's about it. Anyway, this is Jeffrey Fraser from Black Wall Street Chronicles. Thank you for listening to my podcast, and I'm signing off.